ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Hello, I'm Luke Delaney. With some of the world's most popular and leading retailers making cheap and fashionable clothing to satisfy the needs of consumers, fast fashion is having a significant impact on the environment. Fast fashion involves the rapid design, production, distribution and marketing of clothes, where much of the items will end up in landfills after only being worn a handful of times. According to the UN Environment Programme, the fashion industry is the second biggest consumer of water and is responsible for around 10% of global carbon emissions. I caught up with co-owner of Fresh Cuts Clothing, Stephen Murphy, and spoke about how he started his ethical and sustainable clothing business.
Stephen, could you tell me a little bit about how Fresh Cuts started and where the idea came from?
Yeah, so Fresh Cuts started in 2015. Initially, it was just supposed to be a t-shirt and clothing brand. In 2015, sustainability, certainly in fashion, wouldn't have been well known, definitely in Ireland anyway. And through starting the business, I suppose, from a personal perspective, I didn't want kids making my clothes. So from an ethical standpoint, I wanted to make sure we could stand over anything that we produced in terms of labour and kids production. So through that, I found sustainability and ethical clothing, and that's how we started a sustainable and ethical brand.
Obviously, it must be quite hard to have a sustainable fashion brand and kind of with the work that goes in. When you look at some of the biggest retailers in the world, most of them are fast fashion. Did you find it difficult to get everything done sustainably?
Yeah, 100%. It's one of the kind of major obstacles we face, and like it's something we're really proud of in terms of the shop. Like everything we do is, we would call, ethical and sustainable. So you can't cut corners. We would go by GOTS certification, which we would consider like the gold standard. So not only does that cover the fabrics and the farmers that we would produce the fabric, so to speak, it also covers the working conditions, the water treatment, the dyes that are used in the factories that we use. I would get emails every day from different companies trying to kind of make clothing for us cheaper and faster, and it's just something that we won't kind of wave on. We only work with GOTS certified factories.
There's been a huge growth in some of these fast fashion brands across every country in the world. Is it something that you'd be worried about and around the sustainability of fashion?
The only thing I'd be worried about is them greenwashing, so to speak. So again, you will see a lot of fashion brands and they'll have conscious collections, and if you actually read the small print on that conscious collection, essentially all they've done is used a little less water in making the garment. There's nothing actually sustainable about it. It's not organic cotton, it's not certified, and certainly a lot of their factories wouldn't be certified, and they're still made in the poor conditions that they've always been made in. It's basically just trying to fool the consumer.
It's obviously a very complex issue to try and tackle. If I was to ask you, maybe in the next 5 or 10 years, ideally, where would you like to see the fashion industry?
I'd like clarity around greenwashing. Like I said, I think people are trying to pull the wool over the consumers' eyes at the moment in terms of claiming that things are sustainable. I think if there was some legislation around labelling of products and what you can actually call sustainable and ethical. Again, making products isn't the best thing to do, but it's something that probably has to be done. And then if we can kind of do that in the right manner, and if we have the right labels on them, that people know what they're buying is what it says on the tin, essentially, that's kind of the best we can do in terms of actually manufacturing. In terms of on the consumer side, there'll always be a need for clothing. So people need to buy better clothing and wear clothing more. Like the fast fashion model can only grow because people are buying and consuming a dress for each weekend that they go out. Whereas if someone buys a jumper and they wear it for 3 or 4 years, that will just cut that model down completely as well. People want to do good, and they support good Irish independent businesses as well.
With support for sustainable fashion outlets growing across the capital, these people around Dublin say that they're aware of the dangers of fast fashion and they're trying to shop more sustainably.
I try as much as I can to try and shop like Depop and stuff lately, just to be a little bit more conscious of fast fashion. Everyone is trying to be making more of a conscious effort lately, so it's good to see.
Even when I traveled to New York a couple months ago, me and my friend went thrift shopping, or when I go on holidays, I still would stop by thrift stores because you can find some really nice items.
I think we're all really into that stuff, like especially, yeah, we've just been to them.
This one's what? Fresh, which I don't even know is secondhand, but then this is secondhand, like, it'd be the more so I do that than going and buying new stuff. We're trying. We mightn't be doing like as much as we can, but most of us are trying to make the bit of the effort of like the secondhand clothes, recycling when we can.
With many Irish people transitioning from buying in fast fashion stores and outlets, their switch to more sustainable and ethical shops will only help the environment and in the fight against climate change.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.